It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
No, you're not alone.
The Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, good morning to you. What's up, everybody? It's nice to be back on an early weekend like the old days. It's Frank Fontana, joined with my extra special co-host today, the one and only Miss Sherry Fontana.
So this is so funny.
Like,
I'm
why
introduced
is this funny?
In the top of the show, and am I supposed to say, like, hey, everyone?
Yeah, kind of. You say, hey, how's
Hi,
it going?
I'm back.
Well, it's not like your first rodeo here on WGN Radio with
me. No, but it's always like, you know, you're talking to whoever is listening, so it's kind of like...
Millions of people worldwide are listening on WGN Radio and WGN Radio Plus.
I like co-hosting the show. I think it's...
You're good at it.
Interesting.
It's like co-hosting our life on air.
We can.
You sure you want to do that? Hope you're all doing well out there. Thanks for listening. We're going to be here till 12 o'clock. Producer Griffin is joining us on the ones and twos. Griff, are we sitting in for John Williams? Is that what? Yeah, so John is probably doing his Thomas Jefferson gig or on a boat somewhere because he likes to cruise. He had a guest on the other day. I don't know if you listen to John, Sherry?
Sometimes, but not often.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
He's at a wedding, actually.
He's at a wedding.
Yes. But he can often be found on a cruise or talking to Thomas Jefferson. That's true.
Now, I've never seen his Thomas and Jefferson. He does this thing where it's like Thomas Jefferson is on the stage. And is he Thomas Jefferson? Or is there... like, what happens?
He speaks with a man. Okay. Well, he's,
a man.
He
speaks with a man.
He doesn't like to... pull the curtain, but yes, I will reveal to you that it is a man playing Thomas Jefferson.
Okay,
so they like to take it very seriously and say it is Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, I know.
So he does this impersonation on cruise ships?
No.
Because combining those together would sound really fun.
That's another thing. You'd be very upset if I knew that I was...
Yeah, revealing. Don't say anymore. I don't want you to lose your job over this.
Thank you.
But he's got one of those gigs coming up, right here? I think
that's true. Yeah, let me get the information pulled up.
I think it's May 18th, Saturday, May 18th.
I need to see this now, actually.
I do, too. I'm so confused by it, but I think it's interesting, and he's done this for years, and it's uber popular. Like, people love it, and it's all about Thomas Jefferson. But let's talk about what's on our show today, Sherry.
Let's do it. So, Kelly Howell, meditation expert. So she's all about like theta and alpha brainwaves and how you can incorporate those into the actual meditation, which I know goes over my head. I know nothing about.
I've been listening to Kelly Howell for years.
Like, so I have listened to some because you
forced
me.
Yeah.
So I know who we're talking about. I think they're great. So once you do get into it, I see the benefit.
Yeah.
It's just really hard for me to even start meditating again.
Well, that's why we're having her on the show, because I want her to teach you how to meditate. Not just you, but everyone out there. I think meditation is a huge tool to have in your arsenal of de-stressing and living a better life, improving your life. And Kelly will be joining us around 11:30 to talk about that. We're also going to have fitness expert, celebrity fitness expert. You've seen him on WGN TV lately. Joey Thurman's going to be joining us. He did this challenge on WGN TV where he had like four or five people on air. Take the challenge, lose weight, work out.
I can't wait to hear all about this.
Me too. Why? For your own personal reasons?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
I have questions about meditation, fitness, and...
See this? You
know, I'm excited.
It's serendipitous that you're here.
Yeah, or maybe you chose topics that maybe interest me.
I think so.
Cool.
And then finally, coming up at 10:30, Beth Navarro is going to be here. Beth Navarro Jr., he's the brand ambassador of Music Direct, and he's going to be leading the charge over at Expona 2019, which is the huge music event that's happening in April. And I'm going to be there as well as Bess, as well as many other top audio brands out there. It is, if you are remotely interested in home audio, like good home audio, you're going to want to go check out Expona. And Bess is going to tell us all about it coming up around 10:30. Right now, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, Sherry's got some stories of Disneyland, don't you, Sherry?
Disney World, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Disney World. We'll be right back.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Yes, it is. Improving one life at a time. And helping me improve that life is my very own wife, Sherry Fontana, joining me.
Happy to be here.
You sound thrilled.
No, I am happy to be here because...
Come on, girl, kick that energy up a notch. Want some coffee?
I'm interested in these topics.
You are?
And I am also anxious to talk about Disney World.
You are.
And I haven't given up hope So I still have the desire to go there. But after this last experience, it's my desire to go there has decreased.
So Sherry recently over, well, pre-spring break, I guess you can call it the spring break vacay, took the kids with her mom. I had to work, unfortunately, because I'm so sad that I missed that experience.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to Disneyland in Florida.
Disney World in Florida.
And the kids, who I thought were going to come back ecstatic, were like, it was the worst time ever. Well, why was that, Sherry?
Let me tell you. So I have been fortunate enough to go as a child and always had amazing experiences there, truly. And there were always long lines and people waiting. But this time going, the lines were so long. And besides that, if you weren't waiting in line, you could barely walk through the actual park. It was massively crowded, like to the point where you really
couldn't
enjoy it.
More than like the 62 other times that you've been there with your mother?
More than that.
Which I'm not kidding, folks. Sherry's mom has been to Disney how many times?
This was her 50th time.
50 times to Disney. And I would say out of those 50, how many were just her and her friends or her alone?
I'd say the last 10, maybe.
Last 10.
Yeah, yeah. The last 10 or 12. But honestly, like some of the magic is gone. So it was just, it was a different experience.
Wait, Disney lost its magic?
Yeah, some of the magic
was gone.
Isn't
the Magic Kingdom lost its magic?
It did. I mean, the parades were still fun and all of, like, the activities that they do. But in between, like, getting to where you had to go through the crowds and lines, it was really difficult.
I got to say, I love the idea. I think Walt Disney was a genius to create this world that
Well,
that
Walt Disney would not be happy right now.
I don't think he would be. And I watched the documentaries on Disneyland, and I don't know if you've seen them, but he had a vision for what he wanted. He executed amazingly, but when it opened, it failed terribly the first, like, month or so because everything fell apart, stopped working, and there was hundreds of thousands of people that showed up to his park, and they couldn't get on rides. It was, like, sweltering, 100 degrees. The pavement was melting. People were, like, literally melting into the floor.
My parents were probably there because they were there the first few months it opened on their honeymoon.
Sure.
So I know. I mean, he built this from scratch with this idea and this notion, and I think it's amazing. And there still are really awesome parts to it, but it's too crowded.
I wonder what the best time to go to Disney would be.
I don't think there is a best time anymore. That's the thing. Like, it's, you go a week before spring break. Do you go on the off season? Do you go when it's kind of cold? I think everyone has figured out when to do that, and I think anytime you go, it's just overly crowded.
Because people come from all over the world, so whether seasonal plays into it, whether it's cold, oh, I'm going to go when it's cold here and hot there, because it's always kind of warm in Florida. I mean, the coldest it got this year was like, you know, 50-something, 60-something, but I think you're right. I think I think you need a vacation from Disney when you come back.
I agree, so I'm going to go do that.
Please do. Your birthday's coming up. You deserve it.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. When you were there, how many kids did you see on screens, iPads, phones? Like, did the parents use that as a major distraction to kind of get some kind of break?
So I was happy to see that while walking through the park and, like, getting to the destination, it wasn't happening as much, but definitely restaurants, lines, if the mom and dad were, you know, were having a conversation, the kids were on their parents' phone all the time.
Well, and then you read all these stories about how bad that is for people, and I understand it's also a way for parents to get a break these days, you know, especially if you're single parents or don't have babysitters or family around to help watch kids. And folks would happily take your calls, 312-981-7200 on the Disney topic and any of these subjects that we're talking about today. We have a few calls coming in now. If you have advice on navigating Disney, we already have one text coming in and said, hey, I just got back from Disney. This is from the 312. Best trip ever. Get fast passes and you'll never wait on rides. Is that true?
Well, So we did have fast passes, but my mom was the only one who was able to create the fast passes. So we were limited on the number that we had. But in the future, now we know that more people need to sign up for the fast passes. So yes, they do help tremendously.
So there is hacks that you can get away with. But I want to go back to this topic of the screens, because I would imagine, you know, a million kids times a million phones equals a million brain cells being damaged. But in this article that I came across in BBC.com by Alex Theron, he states that worry less about children's screen use, parents are now told. It's the opposite of what people were saying a few months ago. It's kind of, you know, apropos for the news. So this article says there's little evidence screen use for children is harmful in itself. Guidance from leading pediatricians say parents should worry less as long as they have gone through a checklist on the effect of screen time on their child, it says. While the guidance avoids setting screen time limits, it recommends not using them in the hour before bedtime. Now, I know you're a huge... You got a lot of comments to say about this topic because we deal with this at home.
I do. I mean, and it's really opinion-based. So I try to do the research on the actual facts. And when I did read about how harmful it was really factual-based. Yeah. But I this is a hot topic for me, but it's truly opinion. Like, I think it should be super limited.
Yeah.
And
but even they're saying now, leading pediatricians are saying it's not harmful. There's no study saying it's harmful.
Well, I think we could take that another step further, and it all depends on what you're actually watching as well, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that the notion altogether that screen time is not harmful, I don't think it's true, because I think there's layers to it. Again, like what you're watching, how much time. I mean, there's no way.
Or addictive games like Fortnite.
And there's no way that a six-year-old is watching, you know, videos, and then when they get off, they're so stimulated, everything else is boring to them. So
that is true.
So harmful, maybe not, you know, in your brain, that's proven, but harmful for socializing and, you know, learning how to occupy your time, I think it is.
Good point. Let's take a call from Susie. Hey, Susie, what's your Disney hack?
Two things I was thinking. They could limit the amount of people they go into the park, maybe, you know, per hour, per day. I don't know how they could do it, but there must be a way that they could limit, you know, access to certain hours according to maybe your passes or what you buy. And then my other comment was Walt Disney, I believe he was born in Chicago, but as a young boy, he worked with his dad. I read the book Devil in the White City, and his father worked on the Columbian Expedition, and Walt Disney worked with him as a child on it. So he saw this fantasy world of, you know, the first Ferris wheel and all these make-believe buildings that were only temporarily put up. So when he became who he is with Mickey Mouse, that's where he got his vision to create this fantasy world from his early experience in Chicago.
What a great story. Susie, thanks so much for your time. We actually have to run a commercial. We appreciate it, though. But yeah, I mean, I'm just so blown away by what he created. I mean, it's truly a miracle and has impacted the world in so many great ways. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. We do have to take a short break here. We'll do some news. And then Beth Navarro is joining us, brand ambassador for Music Direct and Expona. We'll talk about this amazing event coming to Chicago next month.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Happy Saturday to you. Frank Fontana, Sherry Fontana filling in for John Williams, who is out, obviously. Big music event coming up, Sherry. You're a big music person. I know people don't know this about you, but you write, you sing, dance.
I write, I sing, I dance. That's true. I am a big music person, and I don't know what I would do without music and good sound. So I'm anxious to see.
You're excited right now.
Yeah. Like, I want to hear what like the newest stuff is and why it's different and what people are doing like in the studio and at home.
Well, thank God we brought Beth Navarro in from Music Direct. He's the brand ambassador. He's also going to be at Expona.
Well, howdy do.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I got to say, you know, I think one of the first things I got to listen to just beforehand was the real question about how big the baby strollers can be at Disneyland or Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay. How big are
they? I mean, do we bring them, like, you know, compact size ones so that, like, 10 kids just squeeze in before they have to go through all the exhibits and the shows?
Well, besides all of the strollers and whatnot, wagons, and now people who have a hard time walking are in chairs with, like, huge umbrellas. So, like, you can't... You
mean the mobile chairs? Like a...
Mobile chairs.
Like a mobile home, a mini mobile home, basically.
Pretty much. They had, like, food on the side of them, an umbrella that was huge. It was... really interesting.
I have relatives that live in Anaheim, so I have to listen to the 9:30 fireworks display over there, and we're just kind of sitting back in our backyard. I'm going loud.
but can you see the fireworks though?
I do.
You know, and so that's a fringe benefit of it.
It is a fringe benefit. You know, even if as you're sitting there, you know, close to, you know, to God's truth and the legacy of Walt Disney. You know, families, you got to love it. I'm just of an age where I'm like, there's so many other things you could do.
You got nothing to do with it.
Disclosure, I once worked for the House of Mouse. So I was going to say, I messed up here,
which you got to appreciate the audio effects that they do in the Disneyland and Disney World. They do put on a great show.
Yeah, they do. And we do have to, give them some prop for what they do and how the family experience in general has always been for them. But again, strollers? Really?
So, Beth, tell us about yourself, and what are you doing here?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am the brand ambassador for Chicago-based Music Direct and MusicDirect.com. It's a company that's been in existence for over 3+ decades. And our area of expertise is in the world of high-end audio, as well as the music you play it on. So you mentioned how much you are an artist. Imagine hearing your disc or your download or even your physical media like an LP played on some seriously supreme equipment. We are one of the nation's largest purveyors of this category. We service thousands of customers throughout the world. We also own a record label, the legacy brand Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab, which is connected with high-performance reissues of titles that many of us know from our golden days of like Pink Floyd, as well as current titles of reissues from Grateful Dead, Linda Ronstadt, and many others.
Do you take on new artists or only older artists?
In the case of the MoFi brand, it's really basically reissues. But the story there for that, for people who don't know, is that when you have the opportunity to take a recording like Little Feat Waiting for Columbus, for example, a fantastic...
Can you sing a little bit for us?
Thank you very much. no, I think I'll stick to this deep-throaty voice.
Yeah, I like it. You got a voice for radio.
I do have a voice for radio. Anyway, that recording is fully mastered from the original tape, whereas other people rely on digital masters and other things that they think they're getting the perfect representation of that recording when they first heard it. Yeah. And in the situation with the MoFi releases, the engineers that are based out of Sebastopol, California, carefully, and I mean carefully, craft the original tape so that it is the way you heard it the first day you got it. And a number of titles have come out over the past couple of years. In fact, the latest technology to come out of the gate for Mobile Fidelity is the inclusion of a process known as One Step. And this is a reduction in the process from tape to master to stamping to disc that allows the consumer to hear great
recordings.
People
still make discs?
They still do make discs,
really?
Or LPs, as we call it also. And the LP in this case of recent titles, including reissues from Donald Fagen, Simon and Garfunkel, Santana, all have sold out.
You guys buy the license rights to those? And then...
It does involve licensing, but also having the privilege of getting the hands onto the tape, which is a very scrupulous, very painstaking process. I could name millions of reasons why it's an expensive process.
Sure.
Those box sets, for example, carry a retail price of $125. They come in a gorgeous packaging, plated on 200 gram high performance vinyl, or is it 180? And it is just
all of it is over our heads.
Okay, let's try it again.
Yeah.
Just put the needle on the
thank
record
you.
And everything
yeah.
will be
so
fine.
Are they reissuing this music, trying to preserve the actual originality of it, but improving sound and sharpness, like that sort of thing?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. When you visit Axpona, which is happening the weekend of April 12th through the 14th, and for ticket information, insert plug here.
Yeah. Axpona.com.
Thank you very much. Yeah. The kicker here is products and sources like the records, like the CDs that are still available, including the latest generation of streaming services with high resolution, it really allows the individual to listen to the clearest, sharpest versions of those recordings. An example, again, using MoFi as a vinyl release, it's already sold out.
So when you say MoFi, for the folks who aren't audiophiles, which I want to get into the term audiophile and what that actually means,
okay,
because it's a very niche, very intense and serious segment of the audio world.
Right.
When you say MoFi, what's MoFi?
MoFi, of course, is the acronym for Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab. That's the record label that ushered in its heyday, the entry into the audiophile record playing market.
Sure, you do that, right?
Which titles...
Totally.
Well, think of it this way. Okay,
it's how you get the music across to the listener.
That's exactly right. And titles like Supertramp, Prime of the Century back in the day, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, The Beatles.
Classics.
Yeah, virtually all of the Beatles titles were released at one point under that label, under that banner. And it was a sensation.
Yes. So. Now, you said that under the label. Mm-hmm. It's coming to me in my head. I could see the stamp on it.
You go to your old record store, you'll rifle through the files and go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, I have to tell you, even like messing around singing with apps on my iPhone.
Right.
If you're just singing and recording yourself and listening back, it's kind of like, oh, okay. But if it's sharp and that quality is there, it definitely is more inspiring if you could hear the actual sound as opposed to just playing something back.
Again, going back to what you'll expect when you visit Expo, and I know you're totally doped.
I'm in it, man. I love it.
You're just screaming fanboy and total geekdom on this.
Totally.
And I will tell you that the attendees that do go there, regardless of age and regardless of interest, they're just going to be blown away by what happens on nearly 190 rooms, various venues, a whole expo floor devoted to the business and the science of audio.
Did you go
as well as the music?
I don't think I did.
You've got
to
go.
Is this look? Where is it?
This is going to be at the Schomburg Renaissance Convention Center.
Okay, cool.
Location as last year?
Yeah. It's the second time at that location, and the show itself is celebrating its 10th year of operation. It's grown from a very near farm quality kind of like exhibition for most audiophiles to this state of the art, super immersive experience. You'll have dealers and manufacturers from around the country really helping you out, and not by just sort of looking at this from just, well, please enjoy this audio equipment.
No, it's an experience.
Dude, hang tough, sit back.
You go into these rooms, right? And they close the door and it's all decked out. They got these massive speakers and these like super expensive turntables that are calibrated with magnets and weights, and they look just like a science project. But you go in these rooms and you're immersed into true sound, where you could taste the sound waves coming out of the speakers, literally. It's insane. Hey, we got to take a break. We're going to have more with Bess in a second. And he's brought in a slew of headphones, because they have a new headphone section that's dedicated to the audiophile who is all about crisp sound in their ears. So let's take a quick break, and we'll have more Bess as soon as we come back.
The Frank Fontana Show. People, places, and hot topics that make Chicago on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. Sitting next to me on my right side is the one and only
Sherry Fontana.
Joining me to fill in for John Williams. He's out today. We're talking extreme home audio, how to get the best quality from the best equipment. And to do so, Bess Nivera is joining us from Music Direct. He's going to be at the event. What booth are you going to be at?
We will be in the Expo booth at booth space 9322 with a number of demonstrations from our partner companies, including Sweet Vinyl, AudioQuest, and we will also have a ton of records and accessories for sale. Also, one of our other partner brands is through Harman and their luxury group, so we'll be demonstrating a number of new pieces up in room 1234. Gee, that sounds so simple, doesn't it?
So simple. And you can find out more information about the event where?
Absolutely. Click on over to Axpona, that's AXPONA.com, for information regarding tickets, the number of exhibitions. You also want to check out the seminars, and as if to add fun to your frolic, two live performances, including the headliner of Shelby Lynn, on Saturday the 13th. So,
and this is a kid-friendly event? Can we bring the kids to
total
see this?
Total kid-friendly event. If anything, you should treat it with the kind of event that it provides both educational infotainment and certainly entertainment.
Cool.
So people get real one-on-one when they visit this show. And to have it at a venue like the Schomburg Renaissance Convention Center,
that's a nice place.
Heaven sent. Fabulous space.
It was great last year. And this year you brought some product in studio with you.
Yeah, I thought I'd litter your console with a lot of stuff.
You've just adorned it with beauty.
Because I know that you're the head guy. So for you to go walk through the new Headgear Expo area in the show is going to be great. There's additional new vendors that are going to be out there. Hi-Fi Man and others are going to be there. So you're going to be totally going dope on.
I'm going nuts. And if you follow me on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you'll see that I've been reviewing some products. The folks from Xponent are sending me over some of their, what they think are going to be the big talkers of the show. So if you want to see my take on some of these products, and they're completely independent reviews, and if I don't like something, I'm going to tell you I don't like it. But mostly I like it. And starting with this one here, I wish they would have sent me these NAD, is it NAD?
Yeah, it's called the NAD VISO 70, the VISO 70.
And I'm going to hold this up because you can go on WGNradio.com/watch, and you can see the show unfolding live on the internet through video. And you can see Bess's handsome face, my wife's handsome face, or sexy face.
Nice.
Cute, beautiful. I mean,
I'm so happy you laughed, Bess, because I do too all the time.
Well, it was all about the makeup. I really had to put some, you know, bronzer here before I could actually show up.
Very handsome.
So we have a few minutes. Let's rip through these. The first ones up are these NAD, right?
Yeah, the HP 70s. Those are priced at $399 retail. This is an example of the many wireless headphone options that are going to be available for people to audition and purchase if they're available for doing that.
You buy at the show?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Music Direct has partnered with a number of the exhibitors so that you'll be able to get show deals on site. So as you walk around and if you say to that vendor, hey, is this for sale? They'll immediately say, yeah, why not?
And, can you score some deals there maybe?
Deals are good, you know, provided, again, those vendors are absolutely going to be hip to that kind of experience. So,
Sure. Yes, okay.
Look for the signs that say we have products for sale and just, you know, do it. Go at it.
So I put these headphones on. I could definitely hear the difference with, you know, the different sound quality. But in a short, like, sweet, simple answer, like, what does that? Like, is what's in there that actually where you could hear this difference and
you're talking about the sound deafening.
What?
Okay, so in the case of the HP 70, it's virtually four products in one. It works on an algorithm to provide the listener with state of the art accurate listening, regardless of environment that he or she is going to be in. Not to mention, it is latest generation Bluetooth. So for the audiophile seeking high resolution performance at 16-bit 48, which might sound like a bit over the head, but for my esteemed host, that's total fanboy wording. That just means that whatever he listens to through his favorite streaming services, podcasts, on-air broadcasts, there's going to be much more clarity.
Could this link up to a board here and work?
If it is Bluetooth, yes, but there is also a hardwire option for it, so you can tie in and go crazy if you need it to.
So these are mine, you're saying, right?
Why, yes.
I'm kidding.
And it's like the insane capability to basically flush out anything from the outside.
Correct. Oh, wait. I know where you're going with this. You want to put these on when you and I are talking. Right? Is that what you're saying?
No, totally. That would be good, though.
Yeah, it would be.
I like that.
Wow.
But
listen,
exciting and new.
Exciting and new. All right, let's move on to the Focal.
All right, so you're holding one of the flagships from a French-made manufacturer of loudspeakers, Focal. And in the case of the Utopia, which carries a street of $39.99, you are looking at one of the best. Yeah, $3,999. And they will be playing those over at Xpona in the ear gear area.
So pay your mortgage or get a set of headphones.
Dude, come on. It's real. You know this more than I do. I don't have to explain to you why headphones in the technology that they are going on there. Okay?
Totally. All right, what do we got here?
Okay, so that headphone is from the folks over at AudioQuest. Those have been around for a little bit of a while, but the latest generation of the Nighthawk Carbon, which is carrying a price of $299, is an example of extraordinary comfort, match driver engineering, really, really good sound, really good solid bass information.
Sure.
Open back, so you know your relative or other in the other room might hear it, especially if you're playing it loud, but that also adds to the smoothness and the sound quality of the headphone in terms of flat frequency response, among other things.
And you can check out my review of this. I actually reviewed this product. I like it a lot. Over on my Instagram page at Frank Fontana.
You had the pleasure of wearing it during the broadcast, too.
I wore them last week on the show, and I was really impressed.
Going back to Focal now, the headphone that you're holding is part of the entry-level series of headphones. This is for the gang that's trying to go past the Dr. Dre Beats-type listening experience. They are available in both wired and wireless designs, but it is sort of a downtrending technology that's taken from products like the Utopia that you just held in your hand a little bit more. These are very durable. They collapse, so they are able to be put away, but they are also sealed. So if we're taking the subway, if we are you know, just hanging out in the street and you want complete silence between you and the others, it's that would be great.
And finally?
All right, so the headphones you've got there in your hand is from California-based company called Mr. Speakers. The series of headphones that you're holding in your hand is priced at $799. It's called the Aeon Flow, and it's available in a closed-back and an open-back series. What's great about this headphone, Frank, is that you're going to find that these are, in my opinion, one of the most comfortable headphones to wear because of the form factors. You'll notice that the driver is unusually set up as though it were actually part of the entire shape of your ear.
Sure.
But once that's put on, and you also choose a set of filters that come with it, little pads, so that depending upon how much bass or detail or sort of toning, as it were, is available to you, you can then use it that way. It is available in a number of designs for personal audio, as well as state-of-the-art hookups with XLR or other designs. Again, price on that is $799.
Well, Besh, we could do this all day, you and I, and Sherry could listen to us all day, I'm sure. She looks thrilled by the conversation.
Oh, why is I feel like I'm being picked on.
You're not being picked on.
Sherry, here's the way this works in 30 seconds or less. Come to the show, say hello. We're going to hand walk you through the experience and make you feel one.
Boom, there you go.
I'll take you up on that.
All right, that's an invitation.
We'll walk
around with martinis if we have to, just to make sure everything's okay.
Bess, how can people find you online?
You can find me online socially as Music Direct Brand Ambassador Bess Navarro. You can also visit us at our website at musicdirect.com or 1-800-449-8333 in Chicago.
And meet him at Expona as well.
At Expona.com. Tickets are still available. Was that a plug?
I think it might have been. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to see what kind of headphones I can walk away with. I'll talk to you soon.
The Frank Fontana Show, where life and style meet on WGN Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Frank Fontana, Sherry Fontana, filling in for John Williams. And we're shifting the topic a little bit from music to...
fitness.
Your favorite topic.
I mean, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's definitely something that I've always been interested in. And I think everyone is, but I think it's actually like taking the plunge to not only have interest, but do something.
Committed, get off your ass.
Which is where I'm at.
Joining us to talk about exactly that is celebrity trainer and fitness expert, author Joey Thurman.
It's a great intro right there. And you want to backtrack? Your favorite topic is fitness, yes?
My favorite topic is fitness.
Awesome. Nice job.
Today okay. It is.
All right.
Right now,
today,
in this hour, it's absolutely fitness.
Yeah. Right on.
Joey, what's up, man?
You know, I'm living the dream. I'm up high. Beautiful Chicago, Illinois. We're going to pretend that it's sunny right now.
Hey,
lots of things.
At least we're looking at the river.
We are looking at the river. I like this view better than the old station.
I feel like it's still green from St. Patrick's Day slightly.
Well, you know, that and whatever else we dump
in
there.
Yeah, the murky waters. Yes.
The toxic chemicals.
No, it's all clean. It's all clean.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
This is true. What have you been up to, man? We've seen you. Sherry and I were watching WGN News the other day, and we saw your face on there. You were doing some kind of challenge.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Yeah, my ugly mug is sometimes on WGN TV as well. So we did a challenge where it was a kind of a post New Year's resolution challenge. So everybody falls off by February. You know, they try to build their birthday suit in 3 days, and they gained weight in 10 or 20 years, and all of a sudden they get frustrated it's not off in a week. So we wanted to do something afterwards. So I worked with three, I don't want to call them contestants, viewers, listeners, watchers, if you will.
How many guys, how many girls?
So there was two females and one guy. And it was great because they were all different body types. So there was Titus, big dude, had a bunch of weight to lose. Nikita had a little bit of weight to lose. And then Anupi, who was shorter as well. And Nikita and Titus were very tall. So it was interesting that we got them all to lose weight at the same time. Titus wanted to get his sexy back. But so I worked with them virtually, essentially. I didn't work with them in person, but I sent them a program, worked on their food, nutrition, their lifestyle, everything that goes into that. Because working out and nutrition, it's a puzzle piece. You can't put the whole puzzle together without all the pieces. So it's not like I'm just giving you food and nutrition. What's happening? How are you sleeping? How are you getting up in the morning? How are you feeling? What are you doing with your family, your kids, everything that all goes into it, but people forget about that.
Sure.
It's so true. I mean, I feel like there's so many things that you read out there, and I've done everything, like from like extreme detoxing to working out, you know, 7 days a week to now kind of getting back into it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you can read these articles about like, this is the newest trend. And I'm so past believing that.
Right.
But I feel like, how do you know what to do for your body type? Like,
exactly.
Does something that's amazing work for every different body type?
Right.
Or is it tailored? Like, those are the questions that I think people have.
Yeah. So with me, I tell people, you know, it's great if somebody's following me on social media, shameless plug at Joey Thurman Fit. But here's the thing, like, I am a personal trainer and I personally tailor things to my individual clients. Yes, there's general rules that work for everybody. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have sugar or alcohol. You should sleep more. All that sort of stuff. But every body is completely different. So what works for somebody, you know, of a 6 foot female is going to be completely different than a 5'2 female. They're going to carry their weight differently. They're going to have different genetics. So there are some things that, yeah, everybody can do that's going to help them. But don't just get discouraged when you see somebody online and social media and all this sort of stuff. And like, I did this to get my booty. And you've got the, what is it? What did I call it? Booty
implant?
Booty bait. Yes. Okay.
Booty bait.
You know, and you see that picture of the girl or guy or whatever.
Kicking her butt out.
Yeah. And it's the butt sticking out. Yeah. And like, this is what I did. I did 1,000 reps of these every single day. No, generally you got that by compound movements, overloading, progression. You need the basics first, your squats, your lunges, your pull-ups, your planks, things like that. And they didn't build it by some fancy maneuver that they're putting on Instagram to get thousands and millions
of views. But what I like about this is there's actually the backlash coming out now mm-hmm. of real fitness experts like yourselves yeah. who are calling out these, you know, baloney Instagram yeah. fitness experts who just happen to be genetically gifted with a right. great ass
yeah or, you know, or surgically gifted
or you know. Surgically sure. gifted right. either one, but now they're, you know, cashing in on yeah. their body. You know, a part of me is like, God bless them, you know, like yeah. hey, you were born with it sure. and you can work it sure. and you got a platform and people are watching and following you, monetize it.
Yeah,
all by exactly. all means.
Be careful but, with the message you're sending out there.
Exactly yes. that's yeah. the difference is you are not a fitness expert because you were born with a great butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or just because somebody has a good body and you see them online doesn't mean they know what the hell they're talking about.
Or they're
about.
Healthy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody, not everybody needs to look like me. Not everybody needs to look like the person on the cover of Women's Health. And healthy is completely different. You can be skinny fat. You can be unhealthy if you're thin. You can be traditionally overweight and still be internally healthy. There's a bunch of different things that constitute what is healthy. But yeah, when you're seeing somebody online and they're doing all that sort of stuff and they're hawking all these sort of products, is there a bibliography between what they're saying? Do they actually know where they got their information from? And if they can quote it, if you ask them a question, sure. Everybody's going to have differences of opinions. I disagree with some fitness experts and some people will disagree with me. But what works for me is and my clients is going to be different than what works for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to celebrity trainer Joey Thurman, who's going to be joining us for the next, I'd say, 20 minutes or so. We're going to take a quick break. If you have questions about your fitness regimen, about your diet, you want to get it dialed in before summer, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You can also text in your questions for Joey. He'll be happy to hop on the phone with you and talk to you about them. We'll be right back.
WGN Radio's hottest lifestyle show, The Frank Fontana Show, where life and style meet.
Welcome back to the show, folks. I'm Frank Fontana. That's Sherry Fontana, filling in for John Williams. Sitting across from us is celebrity trainer Joey Thurman from joeythurman.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, check him out. You'll see him all over the place, though. He's got books. He's on, Good Morning America. He's on WGN TV, Today Show, you name it. He's all over the place. But right now, he's here in studio, and Sherry had a great question off air that I think a lot of people would resonate. We're taking your questions, folks. 312-981-7200. Give us a call or text in, the same number, and Joey will help answer your fitness or diet questions. Sherry, what's your question?
Well, so I get that every body type is different, and the program is tailored to that specific body type. Yes. So I totally get that. Understand it. And then on top of that, what if you have, you know, health issues? So I had thyroid cancer a few years ago, in remission, you know, doing great in
amazing,
that regard.
And congratulations, by the
thank
way.
You I appreciate that. But it is an uphill battle, I feel like, sometimes. And the biggest thing for me, I'm disciplined with food. Right. It's energy. So it's different from just saying like, oh, I'm tired, I don't feel like working out, as opposed to like, I have no energy.
Right. So first I'd say own that. Like, you had your thyroid removed, and you're going to have an uphill battle to start with. So, I mean, people always think, like, I used to be in better shape. I used to do this. You need to accept that you're going to be more tired than normal, okay? So you've got that uphill battle to start with. So then I would focus on caffeine. You're okay with caffeine? How do you feel with that?
I am. I definitely drink a little bit a day.
Okay.
Every
not
day.
Not a ton, though. You're not going to
not a ton. I have, like, an espresso a day.
Okay.
And I don't get a lot of energy. So okay. It's not like I get that big boost.
Right. So for you, I would save the caffeine for the days when you're working out, about an hour beforehand. Because if you're having caffeine every single day, what happens? You need another cup, right?
Yeah.
So your body's going to metabolize it different. It's going to get used to it. Just the same thing with alcohol or, you know, lots of other things. So I would save, and you know, maybe do an espresso shot black before your workout.
Wait, did you say Nespresso?
No, I said espresso, but I do Nespresso.
We do Nespresso.
That's all I drink is Nespresso.
If Nespresso is listening, I have a coffee sponsor.
Yes.
Send me the pods.
Exactly. Those things are not cheap.
No.
Delicious, though.
But good.
Yeah, exactly. So you do espresso or Nespresso an hour before your workout, and then maybe that'll supply a little bit of energy. But the things that you need to take care of are your stress. How's the stress?
Hi.
I mean, you've got
hello there.
Yeah.
Life is perfect for those, Joey.
You're married to Frank. You're very stressed. You have, what, two kids?
Yes, and my sleep is disrupted. Okay. On days that I do sleep, that's when I feel the biggest difference.
Why don't you tell Joey the sleeping situation? Yeah.
No? We will do that after he is coaching me on my program.
Okay, so you've got a 13 kids. You're going to be stressed. Completely get it. You've got a 13
month. Not the kids. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, it's just Frank.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, thanks, folks. I'm just going to walk out of the room while you guys finish this whole thing.
I'll see you in about 20 minutes. All right, so you've got stress right there. You try to bring down those cortisol and those stress levels. So that's going to make you feel tired, especially as a female. You guys are very sensitive to your hormones. So guys, we're lucky. We've got higher amounts of testosterone. We're naturally going to build muscle better. We're going to have higher metabolic rates, and we're just going to burn fat. I mean, that's just what it is.
And we're men, so we're dumb.
And we're men. Yeah, we're very dumb. We can only do one thing at a time. Women, you can do like 20 different things. Multitask. Yeah. So handle the stress as much as possible. You know, try to yoga, relax, meditation. Try to get as much sleep as possible. Get a nap in if you can't, about an hour and a half. We sleep in about an hour and a half REM cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can actually get to sleep and wake up an hour and a half later, not set your alarm for an hour and a half, it takes you half an hour to fall asleep.
Okay? An hour and a half. Yeah.
You do
like
see
solid,
the smirk on her face, like nothing you said is possible.
Uh-huh. No. That's...
I get it, but here's the thing.
No, I don't think that.
I want to give people optimal situations, and I understand that they're not going to optimally do that. We're humans. It's just not going to happen. Yeah. So if you can start doing these little things.
Something.
It, not because you wouldn't want to, just like the schedule with the kids.
Yeah, I get it.
I have to say something that I'm not saying that this should be recommended or people should do this or so, please. But I have to say, when my eating is limited, whether I'm fasting or eating a very small amount, because I had pizza yesterday
and
enjoyed it.
You're busy, you're just not eating.
Well, and I just enjoyed myself yesterday, and today I'm going to eat clean. I feel the best on minimal amount of food.
Okay,
I said
for you that works, and for a lot of people that works as well. So whether you're fasting, I mean, we can get into things like that. I do intermittent fasting several days a week. We fast while we sleep. What happens when we're eating? Our insulin level spikes. So in turn, when that insulin level is elevated, we're more likely to store fat. When we're not eating, that insulin is not going to spike. So during those fasted periods, it's lower.
You just feel great.
Exactly, and you feel great. I do it a few days a week. Some days I want to eat before, you know, a heavy lifting day, something like that.
Just the fact that your body's not working to digest?
Absolutely, yeah. When we're eating, so the whole myth of needing to eat 6-7 meals a day, our metabolic rate's going to drop down. That was based off the thermogenic effect of food. So let's say you eat 2,000 calories in a day, and your body burns 20% of those calories by pure digestion, okay? So 2,000 calories over 20%, that's 400. I think my math is not bad. And it over one meal or six meals, it's still 400 calories. Your metabolic rate is not going to drop down. You're going to be okay. But when your body is constantly having to digest that food over and over again, essentially it's going to be in a constant state of digestion. So now, if you want to eat six times a day and you feel great, fine, eat six times a day. If you want to eat twice a day, eat twice a day. If you want to skip breakfast, fine, skip breakfast. You know who came up with the whole breakfast, most important meal of the day?
The government.
Dr. Kellogg.
I was just going to say
Kellogg. Just happens to own Kellogg cereals.
How about that? Yeah, I mean, so yes, if you feel great in the morning for having breakfast, have breakfast. If you look good, you feel good, don't change it. If you feel like crap, you get up in the morning, you're groggy, then do a lifestyle map, essentially. Write down the things. How'd you feel that day? What did you eat? How did you sleep? What changed?
And do something different.
Do something different. Like, take those little steps. I'm tired of the excuses and people just saying, oh, it's too hard, it's too hard, it's too hard. Own it, understand it. You've got a thyroid problem, okay? Own it. And you cannot change that, right? So what are the things in your life that you can change? And you're like, okay, kids, husband, whatever, like things that are going to stay stagnant or that are, I say stagnant, Frank, you're not stagnant, man. That are going to be consistent, that you know that are going to be there, then you need to try to do other things. Maybe do a restorative yoga class where you actually relax and you just let go.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different things that you can do.
That's great advice, Joey. Before we go, we have one quick question from our text message. Joey, how do you jumpstart weight loss when it is stalled with age? And you got 1 minute to answer.
Okay. Get moving. Get eating healthy. Start sleeping. Try to stress less. Eat more things that are green. Eat 10 servings of green things a day. A serving is a cup raw or a half cup cooked. Do that. Structure your diet, your nutrition around that. I guarantee you start to feel better.
What about, real quick, like waiting for the right exercise or the right class or the right thing? Like, do you just say, get up and do something?
Do something more than you did before. If you're working out 7 days a week, you're probably working out too much. We can touch on that maybe after the break. But you don't want to go at it so hard, so fast, where you're just not going to get up the next day and work out because you worked out for 3 hours.
Gotcha. Joey Thurman, joeythurman.com. Where can people see you next? Where's your next? You're always up to something.
I'm always up to something. You know, I've got a secretive gym that's going to happen in Chicago. I've got some other things.
We'll have to bring you back to talk about when you're ready to launch that. But thanks so much for coming in, Joey. Really appreciate it. Sherry, great questions. I mean, it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Thanks so much, Joey.
Well, you know, I'm glad I got to see you. I'm glad you got to see me as well. Frank, you're okay.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. We'll be right back.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, welcome back to the show, folks. We're here until 12. John Williams is off today. Amy Guth coming up after us. Sherry Fontana sitting across from me.
Hey.
How's it going? You having fun today?
I am having fun.
It's a little different Saturday morning.
Yeah. Definitely different, and I'm enjoying it.
We usually be wrangling kids right about now. We're figuring out what to do today.
I like being teased throughout the radio show.
It's a form of love, expression of love.
It's like any other day.
It is. So, you know Kelly Howell, right, Sherry? I've been talking about her for years. Yep. Kelly Howell is six-time national best-selling audio author, meditation expert, and motivational speaker who helps individuals achieve their personal and professional goals through life-changing audio programs, seminars, retreats, and podcasts. I've been listening to Kelly for, gosh, now like the last 4 years. But what I like about her, I know, you know, we talk about meditation and healthy living all the time, you and I. I think a lot of people first have a tough time getting focused to be able to meditate, right? Getting in that place. And why I kind of fell in love with Kelly's work is because what she does and how she programs the music behind it with the theta and alpha waves and, you know, binaural beats actually force your brain to relax. But you know what? I'm going to stop talking. Maybe I'll just have Kelly Howell tell us how it goes. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing well. Say hi to Sherry.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Sherry, I didn't know I was getting double.
Yes,
two of you.
Lucky you.
You're getting the
I am
Fontanas.
Very lucky, as long as you don't tease me.
I definitely won't. Now, Frank, on the other hand, I can't promise.
I can't promise either, Kelly. Thanks for taking the time, Kelly. I know you're super busy. You got some new products coming out. But I want to just first start by saying thank you. Your voice and work has gotten me through some really tough times. And my wife's sitting across me, but you're the only other woman that is in our bed at night in my ear via my headphones. But for the folks who don't know who you are, Kelly, why don't you give us a little background?
So my company is called BrainSync, and it's audio programs designed to alter your brain activity. So I use sound and frequencies to balance right and left hemispheres of the brain and drive brain activity into very specific states. So if you're having trouble sleeping, you listen to a delta wave program, or you need to focus, you listen to a focused gamma wave or beta wave program. So it's a way to kind of dial your brainwave frequencies to the right range for what you're doing.
So somebody like Sherry, we were talking off air, but she has a harder time getting to the place of meditation.
Well, that's where this technology is so brilliant, because the hardest thing to do is stop your mind, the monkey mind, from all that chatter, to slow it down so you can get into those deep meditative states. And BrainSync actually will drive it right down into theta, so you have this experience of meditation without having to go through the many hours of practice that it normally takes.
And then I feel like it is really the benefit in a nutshell. Like, you're able to calm your mind enough to, you know, sort through all of the stuff, and you're at a, you know, a really calm place in order for you then to function in a better capacity throughout the day?
Oh, totally. And I mean, there's something very regenerative about the theta state. It will, you know, you can get big ideas, inspiration. It refreshes you. So you know, for me anyway, I have to meditate every day, and so I have my time, and I could be working hard all day, and I do my meditation, and I just feel completely refreshed.
Well, you know, I can tell you
like
this, Kelly.
I wasn't in front of the computer all day.
I know for a fact, scientifically speaking, because, I mean, you could Google today anything about meditation and its benefits on the body and health and the mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, top quantum scientists are you know, revealing truths about it. So any naysayers out there that doesn't believe meditation can help in your health is insane if you just Google
right.
the information. And I know this for a fact because I was going through some stuff a few months ago with my health, and my heart rate was high and my blood pressure was high. And I literally had one of your meditations on sitting in the lobby of the doctor's office prior to going in to get my blood pressure. Now, my blood pressure was averaging 149 over like 90, and which is high. And so I put the meditation on. I was deep breathing. I went in there. My blood pressure was like 117 over 70 something.
See, mind control.
Mind control, calming effects on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you this, those whatever waves you're putting in those brain sinks, I can slip into a meditation and be asleep within literally 10 minutes. Like, no joke, anybody out there who wants to challenge this, by all means, go to Brain Sync, follow Kelly Howell. They're on iTunes. You could download the entire library at no cost, right? There's really no cost for the music that's out there. But you do have a new program, and actually we have a little sample of it. Griffin, why don't you play that sample of Kelly's new product?
This is called binaural beat frequency. It is not being delivered through your headphones. It is occurring as a perceptual experience inside your brain. Like a crystal goblet resonates in response to a pure musical tone, the electrical activity of your brain will move into resonance with this beat. In this example, the binaural beat is pulsating at 7 cycles per second, which is the exact difference.
So this is just a little inkling of how you could hear Kelly's voice. I mean, how does that make you feel, Sherry, just listening to that little clip?
Awesome, definitely.
Yeah, you feel relaxed.
And that's just a demo. That's just sort of explaining a little bit how your brain waves, how your brain cells actually resonate to the beat.
It's really, I want you to get deeper. We're going to take a break here, but I want you to get deeper into the science of the theta waves and the alpha waves and what they all mean. And then maybe we could take some questions from some of our callers. 312-981-7200. We already have some texts coming in with some questions. So let's get our commercials out of the way, and we'll get right back to Kelly Howell.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Joining me in my co-host chair is Sherry Fontana. How's it going?
Happy to be here with you on this lovely Saturday morning.
That smile says it all. And joining us on the phone is the one and only Kelly Howell. She is a 6-time national best-selling audio author, meditation expert, here to talk about the power of deep meditation and her company, Brain Sync. By the way, folks, people asking for the website, it's Brain Sync. SYNC.com, brainsync.com. Kelly, thanks for joining us. Are you there? Do we have Kelly? Griffin, is there any? Let's see here. I think we got Kelly. You are on air. Sorry for the technical difficulties here. Oh, you're on hold. Kelly, you there?
I am here.
Ah, sorry.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. We had a little technical phone issue, but we're back.
Yeah, my website is BrainSync, BrainSync.com, and everything's there.
So I have a question. Frank, you know, obviously, as he spoke about, he listens to it all the time. And I feel like a lot of times you do fall asleep to it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So while you're sleeping, are you really still, you know, absorbing all the information that you need to, or is it better if you are awake, or, you know, how does that work?
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know if we should back up a little and talk about
Sure.
the brainwave states.
Yes,
because
please.
It depends what you're listening to. So if you're listening to a program that has delta waves, you're supposed to fall asleep.
So
deltas
I,
is
Not to interrupt, but I, to give you exactly what I listen to, I'm going to tell you right now. Some of your early stuff with like the secret meditation.
Okay, that has delta waves.
So that's good to fall asleep to.
And that's designed, it's like sleep programming. So you get the benefit of having a really good night's sleep, but you also get all the messages. And delta is associated with deep sleep, and it gives you access to your unconscious mind. So what goes into your brain while you're sleeping gets absorbed by your subconscious mind. So it's helped so many people, you know, just make those shifts in perception and attitude and emotional states. It's very uplifting. I mean, it definitely, people have, you know, just a lot of incredible benefits from that one program.
Do you or anybody you work with scientifically follow the results of a program that you launch? Like, for instance, do they track it for 30, 40, 60 days? I think you recommend...
We did originally. One of my programs was studied. It was an independent research outfit in San Francisco, and they studied deep meditation, and 87% of the research subjects who had never meditated before were able to enter the deepest state of meditation, known as theta. So, yeah, and they compared it to other programs and other techniques, you know, hypnosis and progressive relaxation and mindfulness, and deep meditation with the frequencies was the most effective. We've tracked it.
I'm curious, did you always meditate from a young age, or was it something?
No.
Did you have a hard time?
Is that why you got into this? I was in a car crash, and I had fractured my neck, and I had a really bad brain injury from hitting the bulletproof divider in the back of a cab.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then I also had a lot of really hard, my life basically got derailed, hard experiences from that. And I decided to learn meditation, and it was so hard. I hated it.
Wow, I love hearing this.
Yeah, from the goddess of meditation saying she hates meditation.
It's real, which is awesome.
But it's real. Yeah. It's true. I mean, I'd sit there, and in 5 minutes, I thought I'd go out of my mind. And I had a teacher that I got, and I would see her once a week for my daily, you know, weekly hit. And then I'd go back, and she'd have me meditate for an hour every day, which I think was just...
That's a long time.
Sadistic. It was very hard, but I was desperate. I had headaches. I had so many problems from the car accident, and I had lost my mother to cancer, so I had a lot of grief. So I really, I was desperate, so I did it. And after about 6 months, I really loved it. So, but it took a long time.
So talk to me about the other elements, though.
That's what drew me to this work, you know, to make it easy for people. Like, not many people are going to do what I did.
Sure. And you were driven by an incident like that, which is, you know, and you never think of it at the time as being the catalyst, but it ultimately was. Now,
it absolutely was.
What components other than, you know, because, you know, breathing, calming the mind. Talk about breathing for a second. Does one prepare breath to get into those deep states?
Well, there's so many different ways to breathe. You can do, you know, an ocean breath, which is sort of breathing like you're fogging a mirror. Do you know about that breath?
No, what I usually do is like...
So you can breathe in through your nose and almost feel like you're breathing out through your throat. Mm-hmm. You can have your mouth closed, and you can... Just try, imagine that you're fogging a mirror with your breath. Even you can do it with your mouth closed.
And by that, you mean just like pushing out the air hard enough?
Well, it's hollowing, making a hollow, hollowing out your throat.
Mm.
Well, I feel like people, you know, are so busy, and in this day and age, they're not even aware of their breathing in general. So, I mean, I think just to be aware of your breathing and starting there is definitely a good starting point. And
mm-hmm. And I have a meditation masterclass coming up.
Oh, cool.
that I'll be teaching people. There's, you know, definitely part of it is teaching people how to breathe, but it just goes step by step where you understand. I think what most people don't get is where you're going when you're meditating.
Where are you going?
Wherever your journey takes you.
No, but I mean in your consciousness, it's like you sit down, you close your eyes, you take a few deep breaths, and then the monkey mind begins. You know, the racket starts, and you're thinking about to-do lists and things you forgot and things people said. And there are tricks that you can do, and I'll give you one right now that can stop that monkey mind.
Please do.
Yes. Okay. So visual imagery. So if you, every time you start thinking in words, like I should do this and I forgot about that and I need to get cat food and I meant to go to the gym but I didn't, all that, you just immediately replace that with a really beautiful visual image in your mind's eye. And the reason that works is it triggers the alpha waves, and alpha is the gateway to deep meditation. So visual imagery, whenever you close your eyes and imagine a beach, you're beginning to generate alpha waves. So that will start to gradually slow down your brain activity. And before you know it, you won't be thinking about all those, you know, distractions. You'll be sort of coasting into a meditative state.
So it's finding your happy place, basically. Kelly, so where can people find out about this upcoming course you're talking about?
Okay, so I have another website now. It's kellyhowell.com. And you can read all about the course there and get on the wait list. It's starting April 15th.
Great.
And we've got a pretty big wait list, but, you know, it should be good. It's an online course, and we have coaching calls, group coaching calls, and, you know, Q&A and constant support. I have a team of people to help you, and I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited to have you on the show. So is Sherry. KellyHowell.com to find out about the course, or BrainSync.com. You can also find her work on iTunes. Just Google Kelly Howell. You'll see it. Folks, I'm telling you, it's worked for me for years. No joke, no gimmick. It's legit science mixed with metaphysics. Kelly does it and delivers it really well. Thank you so much for the time, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kelly. Love hearing your story.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate being on your show.
We'll talk soon.
Have a great day.
All right, Kelly. Thanks.
Bye.
Coming up, we got Amy Guth is going to be joining us to see what she's got going on afternoon. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, that does it for us, Sherry.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm that glad that we got to share the morning.
It was wonderful.
No, it was really fun. I'm happy.
Like a cup of coffee and a biscuit.
He's still teasing me, but that's okay. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Hi, guys. You sound great. I enjoyed listening to your show.
You enjoyed him poking at me. And,
was I poking at her, really?
Be honest.
I wasn't listening for that, per se.
See?
I was also, like, doing show prep, but, like, enjoying the meditation talk.
Yeah.
I could go back and re-listen and give you a more official answer.
Please do. Like, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Give us a breakdown of our show.
No pressure. Pick sides, Goofy.
Yeah, exactly. What do you got coming up?
Well, so today on the Business Lunch, we have a little bit of a short show because we're going to get to White Sox pregame stuff, so about 12:40. So a little bit shorter than usual, but I'm going to talk about independent pharmacies in Illinois and why it's really getting increasingly more difficult for them to stay open, which is very sad. There's one in my neighborhood that I love. They really, you know, I was just telling esteemed producer Griffin that what's great about that, you know, you go in for a bottle of Advil and they're like, well, what's the trouble? What you need? What's going on? You're like, ah, my shoulder kind of hurts. Well, let's talk about it. What are you doing?
Yes.
And I just feel like you don't get that at a lot of chain stores.
No.
You know, they really care about your overall well-being and they're like, how's your mental health? Are you stressed out? I mean, like, you just don't get that. So I think this is a really interesting topic. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about how the paint industry is trying to reshape itself to appeal to millennials. You know, we think of millennial being 20-somethings, but actually millennials are turning 35 now. So
you're talking more like the Sherwin Williams, the Benjamin Moores of the world.
Yeah, and so they're like avocado toast is a paint color now. Things like that. So
almond, right? Okay. Almond is it. Like food has become the new paint color choice.
That's right. So we're going to take a look at that.
We're going to listen to that.
Other stuff.
Cool.
Well, have a good show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.